Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this edition of Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And we're going to be joining Dr. Debbie Green. And if you want to join us live on Facebook, go to Soulful Solutions on Facebook Live, and you will see Dr. Debbie Green. This is a discussion that you need to be a part of. Do you really know who you are, not the roles you play in life? Do you know your highest potential and have love for yourself? These and other similar discussions is our topic today. Discovering of true self-identity. It is the least of priorities in a person's life. We operate as human doings, not human beings. We live for the outside world the majority of the time. We role play for others through obligation or responsibility and dedication. Very seldom do we give ourselves what we give others. The true divine self is attached to nothing. For its life to be complete, it focuses on well-being with balance and precision in life. So join Dr. Debbie Green and learn more about this extraordinary being called you. This is what we are taking a look at today, and we want you to join us, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you are ready to add your voice to this conversation. This is a day of self-discovery, because if you know yourself, then you can understand the world. Too many of our problems stem from the fact that we're lacking knowledge of and appreciation for ourselves. The way you feel about yourself is reflected in what you create in your life. If you are feeling badly about yourself, it's reflected in the way you treat other people. So if you have a low opinion of yourself, you're going to believe that you can feel better about yourself by putting other people down. That's generally what people try to do in order to feel better about themselves. when in fact, if you feel good about yourself, you don't have a need to do this. Sometimes we think that a person who expresses what appears to be arrogance is because they think too highly of themselves. But in fact, the reverse is true. When you think highly of yourself, then you can see the goodness in yourself reflected in other people. And you can therefore praise other people. You can treat them well because you believe them to be worthy of respect. Because you feel good about yourself. But when you don't feel good about yourself, then you think the way to feel better is to make other people feel bad. It's only by healing yourself that you learn how to express love to others. Every experience is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. Many times we are given the impression that in order to be acceptable to others, we have to pretend to be something that we're not. And this is also something that makes us feel bad about ourselves because inside we're feeling like a fraud. I'm not really this person, but I need to make people think that I am. I need to make people think that I'm smart. I need to make people think that I'm beautiful. Sometimes when we are our natural selves, probably first thing in the morning, we don't feel as if we're acceptable or presentable. And there's nothing wrong with enhancements, but some people really feel like they are extremely unattractive without all the enhancements of makeup and maybe some additional hair or other appearance-altering kinds of enhancements. And all that's fine. But if without that you don't feel that you are worthy of love, then you're always going to be feeling like a bit of an imposter, that you're creating a self that's fake and false and unreal. So you've got to love who you are at the core without any enhancements that you feel will make you acceptable. You must accept yourself first. Accept who you are. Know who you are. So we're going to join Dr. Debbie Green and go on a journey of self-exploration to help us determine if we are really being the person that we want the world to believe we are, and do we accept that person that we really are, or are we creating a fake, false image that we believe is acceptable, and are we fearing that if people really knew who we are, they would reject us? Fear of rejection is the major cause for relationships not being sustainable. If you're insecure about another's dedication to you because you believe they don't really like you for who you are, and that if you have to change who you really are in order to make yourself acceptable, you're going to always be fearing that if they really knew who you were, that they would leave you because they don't really like you. They like the image of what you have projected, which is false. So if you don't like you, you're not going to believe that someone else can like you. You're not going to believe that someone else really appreciates the real you. You're going to be believing. You're going to be believing that at any point they could decide that you are not what they want. and that they'd rather find someone else. So this is what you have to address in your own mind. And when you address that in your own mind, when you see it in your own mind, then you will be able to recognize that it's your own insecurity that's creating the conflict in your relationship, because you're not accepting yourself and not believing yourself to be worthy of the love that you desire. So everything starts with self-love. Everything starts with self-acceptance. Everything starts with recognizing who you are and appreciating who you are and being able to express appreciation for who you are by the way you treat yourself and selecting people who treat you well. If you're in a relationship with someone who does not treat you well and you keep trying to prove yourself to them, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I choosing someone who doesn't accept me as I am? Why am I choosing someone who doesn't accept me as I am? Because it is your choice. You're making that choice. And as a result of you making that choice, you're continuing to receive treatment that is less than what you are worthy of. So we're going to join Dr. Debbie Green, and you can join us live on Facebook. Go to Dr. Debbie Green. Go to Soulful Solutions, S-O-L-F-U-L, Solutions. S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S, on Facebook, and join Dr. Debbie Green and add your comments or call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you are ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. Learning yourself. Loving yourself, being yourself. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Yes, I think my internet was a little bit slow, but here we are. We are here with Dr. Debbie Green. Of course, you can join us live on Facebook. Go to Soulful Solutions so that you can see her beautiful face. And ask your questions.
And, absolutely.
and for our blog talk audience, you know, I was talking about the fact that many of us find ourselves in relationships that we keep trying to prove ourselves worthy of good treatment to somebody who's treating us badly. And we have to ask ourselves, why am I choosing someone who doesn't accept me as I am when I could just as easily be with somebody who already accepts me? Why am I feeling like I have to conform or reshape myself or make myself look a certain way that isn't really me or act a certain way that's not my personality? Why am I choosing to do that rather than accepting myself as I am and projecting myself as I am so that I can attract someone who actually appreciates me as I am?
Yes. Well, again, you know, our topic is so surreal to that, discovering the, you know, the self-identity, but also the true self, because
the true self
is very different than just the identity that we role-play with, you know. And I chose this topic today, Naima, due to the fact that right now in our communities, in our society, people have really been living for the outside world, and they have been distorted. They have been misled. They have, oh my goodness, have been cognitively impaired, you know. And I'm not saying that's everybody, okay, because some people are aware of who they are, you know. You know, some people have that self-awareness, but the majority of people tend to not know what they truly want, and they attach themselves to something that makes them think or makes them assume that that's where they're supposed to be. But really and truly, they don't really, they really have no idea what it is. So I wanted to kind of go into that, the difference between role-playing and actually that self-identity instead of being a human doing, being a human being.
Well, you know where I think that comes from? Often the way we are raised, we are given a blueprint of what we're supposed to be. Instead of parents seeking to discover who the child is, you know, observing their personality, their likes, their dislikes, their creative energy, what do they appear to be drawn to, how do they express themselves, we're expected to fit into a mold that we're told this is what you must be. And sometimes it fits us, sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, we spend our whole lives feeling like there's something wrong. Just like if you have a child who happens to be left-handed and you keep trying to force them to write with their right hand and eat with their right hand and extend their right hand for things, and that's not how their brain is wired. They are left-handed. And it took a long time for people to realize that some people are left-handed, and that's okay. That's not a malfunction. And it's everything else that society decides, you must be this, you must act this way. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. So we are very seldom given the opportunity to actually grow and actually develop into who we are and have that person be accepted and not treated as if there's some malfunction, there's something wrong with us, there's something unacceptable about our natural personality, whether we're naturally shy and quiet and you know, introspective, and people say, oh, you need to speak up more. Or if we're, you know, loud and boisterous and expressive, and people say, you need to sit down and shut up. You know, it's almost like whatever you are, you're told you should be something else instead of you just being allowed to be and allowed to evolve and allowed to express in a way that's natural to you. So it's very difficult for people to know how to be themselves because themselves has too often been repressed or rejected.
Yes, absolutely. I truly think that, you know, doing our life pattern from the time, you know, even, you know, going back into the womb, you know, as we are shaped and formed by characteristics of our forefathers, our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors. So, you know, these are the characteristics that we carry. But then the true self identity, because what is linked to that thumbprint is the question. Every person on this earth, whether they can be in the same womb or in the wombs, you know, individually, have a single thumbprint that is different from other human being.
Yeah.
So that is that's my focal point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that thumbprint is a indicator of your independent thoughts, your independent being, your independent divine self that wants, that loves everything concerning you. It's not that it's not focused on other people, but it's concerning your well-being. So most of the time, impaction, distraction, usually affects and interrupts that being processed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And what that happens is some of us just give up. Oh, I'll never figure out what happiness is. I'll never be happy. I'll never feel peaceful. Then we start, you know, coming up with these symptomatic excuses such as I'm not good enough. No one would ever love me. I will always be a failure. And those are symptomatics of self-defeat, self-sabotage, all of those things, because they have not known that there is a life pattern of that thumbprint. Now, I want to expand on that a little bit. And this is a predetermined nature of any individual that is in search of who I am. Like, not who I'm attached to, you know, not the roles I play, but who am I? And we took everything from around you, and you still this person, which means that you're not attached to anything. You're not just your mother's child. You're not your sister's,
right,
you know, brother or whatever.
Mm.
Who are you?
Now,
we do know that you are a creative being other than one that created you, for those who believe in a higher source, a higher being. Now, if they're agnostic and atheist, then they may arrive their being from somewhere else.
Mm.
So many questions, right?
Yes.
But also many answers, but few solutions.
Well, just think about what happens to many people, say if they have had a career or a job for a long time and then it ends, either they retire or the job is ended, you know, or they're let go. Some people go into such a deep depression because it's like, I don't know who I am now. You know, it's like, I am my job. You know, who are you? Well, I'm an engineer. Who are you? Well, I drive a bus. Who are you? Well, I'm a nurse. Who are you? Well, okay, what if that profession, that way that you earn a living, is taken away? Who are you? And some people don't have another identity, and they feel worthless. They feel as if they've lost value because they've been identifying with a title, and they never answer the question, who am I as a being? If I don't have these things, what happens if I lose a home? You know, her home burns down. Very traumatic things, you know, lose a car, lose, you know, all those things that we use to identify ourselves. What happens if you don't have anything? Like you say, what happens if all of your other assets are gone and someone says, well, tell me about yourself. Who are you? And you can't say, well, I work this job or I live in this house or I drive this kind of car or, you know, all of these things. What inner qualities could you say? And that's what people often have not been encouraged to explore. You know, can they say, I'm a cheerful person, I'm a loving person, I'm a creative person, I sing, you know, I dance, I like to design clothes. I mean, you know, can you say some things about yourself that no one can take away, not a thing someone can remove from you and make you feel like nothing? And I think that's, if people can learn to look within and see who they are, and who they will be regardless of however much money they earn or don't earn or where they live or don't live, if they can see who I am as a being, a unique creation of the Creator, and that is the person that never changes, and it doesn't matter how someone else treats me. This is who I am. I'm recently learning that it doesn't matter how someone treats me. They cannot change the reality of who I am. And so rather than hold on to somebody's behavior, well, they treated me like this, they said this to me, it doesn't matter. That's their behavior. It doesn't change who I am. So why would I hold on to anger at someone as if they changed my status by behaving rudely or inconsiderately or even disrespectfully? Why would I be angry at them? They've done nothing to me. They've harmed me not at all. They have not changed who I am. It's probably taken me all 62 years to figure that out. But ultimately, when you understand that, that opens the door to forgiveness because you realize no one has hurt you. They cannot hurt you. They cannot change who you are when you define yourself by those things that are unchangeable, things that no one can take from you, what you are on the inside. That is the power of defining yourself by those things that are within and not outside of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, this is really linked to more of the American culture because we know overseas in certain areas in the Orient and Asian cultures, they go into more of the meditational self, which is they go and they search for the meditational self, which is the divine self. And they seek that peace. They seek that harmony that is truly a part of that DNA, of, like I said, of that thumbprint, you know what I'm saying? But we as our culture, where we are now as a culture in America, despite racial divide, despite color, eccentricities of these things, we attach ourselves to certain things we think we're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So when we attach ourselves, it changes the way we think, Naima. It changes how we feel. It changes who we are. Now we become something else. We become whatever that thing we attach ourselves to. If you attach yourself to a faulty relationship, you become that faulty relationship.
Wow.
If you attach yourself to a hate group, you become that hate group. Whatever it is that you attach yourself to is what you become.
Wow.
Because we are tripod beings. We are mind, body, and soul. So when the mind attaches itself, the rest of you attaches itself as well. Because the mind leads the body.
Yeah.
The spirit, it will give you an indication that it is the wrong choice. But if you are not cognitive, spiritually aware, you will be misled.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? So just like you said, you know, and it does start, you know, it starts when we're children, but what happens is at some, you know, determining factor of things that we, as we grow, as we evolve, you know, whatever our belief system was, somebody told you wasn't good enough, someone told you, you know, you were a failure or you're a bad child or whatever the case may be. As you grow up, you have to make decisions to keep that role in your head. You got to make the decision to keep that belief alive.
Yeah.
If you do not, then it cannot be. They said, wait a minute, I'm not who they say I am.
Right.
You know, I'm not who they treat me as.
Right.
You know, and like you said, when you first came on, you're like, how could you be in a relationship when you know it's unhealthy, when you know you're not prospering in that relationship, you know that you just are miserable, but you stay in a relationship. Why is that? You know why? Because you attached yourself, you adapted yourself to it. You think you're supposed to be there, but every signal, every symptomatic tells you you're not. So what happens? fear is the one that keeps you attached, being afraid to stay and being afraid to move.
Yes, because you have to think about, if I'm not in this relationship, then who am I? You know, and that's been very difficult for people who have defined themselves and their worth by a relationship. You know, if I don't have a partner in life, if I don't have a person, then who am I? How am I worthy? You know, even if it's a bad relationship, but I got somebody, you know, and I've seen that happen often where people, they fear not having that as a verifier of their worth. If I'm alone, then that means I'm not worthy of someone, so I'm going to stay here, as you say, afraid to leave. But no, they shouldn't stay because they're miserable, so they keep staying, hoping it's going to get better, and it doesn't, because it's reflecting to them their lack of self-worth, the reason why they're allowing themselves to be treated as if they're less than worthy of the highest treatment. So it doesn't change. They just prolong the pain. You're not going to make a person finally decide, oh, now I'm going to treat you with respect, because you're showing them that you don't respect yourself by allowing them to treat you in a way that's disrespectful. So you reinforce it by staying. And that's a painful thing for people who keep thinking, well, if I just work harder, or I do this, or I do what they say, or I look the way they want me to look, or if I just lose 15 more pounds, all these things you think that you must do to prove yourself worthy of someone, none of that matters, because you have to first accept yourself, and once you do that, you're not going to want somebody who treats you in a way that makes you feel bad. Why would you do that if you love yourself and accept yourself? Nobody can make you less than who you are, but you can accept treatment that makes you feel as if you're less than who you are, but only you can decide to accept that treatment.
And usually that happens. That happens when you don't have a self-identity. Now think about this. If you know who you are and you know what you are worthy of, you see what I'm saying? You're not going to allow anyone to treat you any type of way. You know, you're not going to allow anyone to talk to you any kind of way. You know, and so this is where the self-identity gets misconstrued. And we think now we become something that we're not. Mm. So we call this self-made issues, self-absorbed torment, because that's what it is. If I'm in a position and I am here and it's causing my spirit to grieve, like, you know, I am just unhappy when I wake up and I'm unhappy when I lay down. I just feel that I'm grieving.
Mm.
Your spirit is grieving because of the decisions that you have not made, not the ones that you made, but the ones you have not made. You have to ask yourself, what am I doing to me?
What am I doing to me?
What am I doing to me? What am I allowing myself to be in? What am I giving permission? Who am I giving permission to? To do, to be. Because guess what? People going to be what they want to be. They're going to do what they want to do.
Absolutely.
But whatever we allow them to do in our life, now that's a whole different story.
Absolutely. We allow. No one makes you do anything. You're a person of free will. You allow things to happen.
But we got to be careful of what we allow.
What do we allow? And we have to take responsibility for the choices we made to allow things. I hear often people say, well, I couldn't do anything about it. Yes, you really could. You have to realize you always have a choice. I think of the famous words of Harriet Tubman in the midst of slavery, saying, I realized I had a right to two things. I had a right to be free or a right to die. And once she made the decision, I'm going to be free, or if I die in the process, that's the choice I'm making. I'm choosing not to remain in this slave state. I am making that choice. And whatever the alternative is, I'd rather that than to stay in this state of enslavement. So I'm choosing freedom. in order for a person to make a choice, they have to face the fear of whatever they think is going to happen if they make that choice.
Correct.
So if you're afraid to leave a bad relationship, you have to face that fear. What am I fearing that's keeping me in a bad situation? What am I fearing is going to happen as the alternative if I leave this bad situation?
Correct. Correct.
And once you face it and decide, I'm going to face it anyway, that's when you free yourself.
Yes. That's when the true identity comes.
Yes.
See, the true identity knows what it needs. It's our spiritual inner man that knows what it needs. It knows everything that keeps you well. It knows everything to keep you focused. It knows everything to keep you in balance.
Absolutely.
But again, what happens is we get impacted by our outside world, people, places, things, sounds, and we're all moved by our sensory vision. It's what we see. It's what we hear. And that's what we make our decisions on,
yeah.
What we see and what we hear. Because if you don't see it and hear it, it doesn't impact you.
Absolutely.
So our sensors, our sensory mindset, our sensory organs is the one that triggers us to make these decisions.
Absolutely.
So we got to be careful how we make decisions. Do we need to take a
yeah, we got to take a quick break, and then we got some callers on the line, and we'll
okay.
come back to you.
And Facebook callers, go ahead and give me your name so I can give you a shout-out. I got about five on there. Go ahead and put in the comment box, please, who you are. Thank you so much. And call in, absolutely, if you want to comment. I have any questions at 515-605-9325 and hitting that little, is it one?
One, yes.
And then you have an open mic.
All right. So after the break, let's see, we're coming to 773-521. We're coming to you after the break. And those who are on our switchboard, got a comment, just press 1. That'll raise your hand on the switchboard. We'll open your mic and get your thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Defective, as opposed to you are a divine being. And I think if we started out teaching children that truth in the beginning,
yes,
we could prevent a lot of the pain and anguish that comes from trying to undo all the negative programming that they live through and that causes them to miscreate their lives. But let's take this caller. And 773-521. Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
This is Akuku James, the indigenous American, loving my American culture that so many people hate. Our culture is created by drums, music, dance, stepping, blues, all that's our culture. That's not the Western culture, that's our culture. You say Western culture, you're saying what the European took from us and created. We have our own culture in America. I'm so sad that a lot of our radio shows, you know, I've been trying to give people the truth, but we've fallen back to this plantation mindset. Our people, as far as we'll call black folks, I call them sun children. We're breaking each other up. Instead of trying to get someone to leave a relationship, why don't you heal and mend the relationship that they're in? A lot of people, a lot of single, I talked to a sister the other day, she's talking about relationships and how baby daddy and all this and all that. I said, sister, do you have a relationship? No. I said, well, you can't give relationship counsel. Do you have any children? She said, no. I said, well, you can't give any children counseling or family counseling because you haven't experienced it. We've gone right back into that plantation mindset. And you know who goes back into that plantation mindset? Those who feel like they came over here on chains, on a boat. That's your original existence in America. That's your pivotal point. And that's why people are acting like they act right now. But they knew that they were already here. You're like, wait a minute, let me go back before that period and see who we were in America. Wow, we were kings and queens. Wow, we had order. Wow, we had divineness. Wow, we had peace right here in America. Whole nother different vibration. And this is the vibration that I bring. I've gone back before. That's why I'm the most liked man and I'm the most hated. Because I
well,
tell
hold
like
that
no, yeah, let me say this here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling y'all, We are being destructive towards one another. And y'all don't realize it. I mean, I like what your sister is talking about, but you all are bringing destructions. You got people waking up in the morning next to their mate hearing this. They want like, I need to get out this relationship. I need to get out this relationship. I need to get out this relationship. You all are destroying us. We're destroying ourselves.
All over
the internet. It's not just here. It's all over. And that's what
okay,
the
now
and
let
that's
me
what
ask you this.
Play.
Now let me ask you this question, Cookie.
That's
you can
just, uh-huh.
People. Are you currently in a relationship?
With
are
another
relationship?
No, I'm not, but okay. I have some conversations.
So who made the decision to leave the relationship? Did you make the decision or did the other person make the decision to leave the relationship?
In my last relationship?
Yes.
I chose because of the factor that they had a slave mentality. They thought I was better than who I was. I was being the divine person I was. They thought that they were from Africa. You see?
So what do you think you could have done? To raise their consciousness and save that relationship, what do you think you could have done?
I tried for 5 years. I couldn't do it. It was too deeply indoctrinated, and it was destroying my way of life. Some of us are too indoctrinated to where we have these egos and we're not listening to common sense. Do you know white folks have applauded me saying, brother, you have freed us. I freed more white folks than I'm freeing my own people. You know why? Because they said, you're freeing us. We know y'all ain't from no Africa. How am I freeing you? They say, we are tired of lying to you. We know you're not from Africa. We don't have to drink anymore. We picked up a Bible because of you. We know you're not from Africa. We don't have to go around.
Before we go to the next person, Kofi, do you think that perhaps your next relationship should be someone who is of another ethnicity so that you don't have to deal with differences in beliefs about origins? Would it be
I don't want to cross over, but this is why Frederick Douglass crossed over and married a white girl after a black girl. This is why so many black men, we cross over to elder ethnic background because we can't deal with these sisters who are caught in this, who have been indoctrinated. I'm telling you, I don't want to do it, but what I'm trying to do is wait until I can find a woman who knows that she's not from Africa. I want a sister who knows the truth.
And
the majority of our women are indoctrinated, and then they go out to operate for the same reason.
We're going to let Dr. Debbie respond to your comments because you raised a couple of things. First of all, you know, beliefs in the person's identity and early morning, what you said, programming to be unsatisfied with the person they're with. But Dr. Debbie, he mentioned several things. What do you observe in those comments, and what would you recommend?
Well, I mean, to each his own when it comes to living your life. I don't object, nor do I agree with, anything that he said, because it's his life. He can do whatever he wants to do. However, I actually, come against and don't agree with the word destroy. When you're saying that we are destroying something, we're giving education to each his own. That person, anybody can make their decision to stay in a relationship or to get out of a relationship. But again, even you try 5 years to be happy with, or be settled with someone that you felt didn't complete you or wasn't completed within you, and you made a decision. So every individual that walks this earth can also make the same decision. If a person is not pleased, if a person is not being loved, if a person is not being accepted, for them to stay in a relationship, even 5 years is too long. But maybe that's the way you think of yourself, which means that you allowed yourself to information that did not work. That's something to think about. Maybe the strength was not there, or the awareness was not there, not just from the other person, but maybe from you. You couldn't crack that safe. You couldn't answer that dial. You couldn't change that thought. So people are going to be people, sir. That's all I'm saying. You know, and we are all from somebody. It doesn't matter where you are. And your free mind, your divine mind, is not linked to nothing outside of yourself. It is linked to the universal mind of the Creator, as you know him. If you believe in a higher source, a higher being, that is who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Not to tear anyone down, but to only build them up.
I agree. You know, I think that when you challenge people to strive for a better condition in what they're accepting, I don't think you're destroying a relationship. You're challenging them to strive for higher. Now, they may be able to repair what's happening in the relationship they're in, but first you define, how do I wish to be treated? And that person is either complying with that or they are not, and they're making a choice to not treat you in the way you wish to be treated. You make the choice to stay in a relationship where you're not treated the way you wish to be treated. Both people have free will. So you can't destroy someone's relationship. They always have the free will to stay or go, depending on if they're happy and satisfied or unhappy and dissatisfied.
At the end of the day, that's what it
is. That's what Carolyn says. Yes.
And one of our Facebook viewers, Carolyn Heron, it's called We Have a Choice to Stay or Not to Stay.
Absolutely.
And Joyce Seeger, let's see here. Joyce Seeger said, Grand Rising, beautiful ladies, absolutely true, Mama Joy. Also reminds us that which impacts us is not addressed, will store up in our cells, accumulate.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it is one of those things that if you don't know who you are, not just whose you are, but who you are. Because the thing about it is, good morning.
Yes.
You know, the thing about this is we walk in life satisfying something else.
Right.
So if I can tell Mr. Kofi, you beautiful man, you for 5 years you tried to satisfy someone else with your knowledge. For 5 years, you gave everything you had. So guess what? You have some woman or some man somewhere that did the same thing. So when it can't work no more, it's broken. When you can't fix it, it can't be repaired. And it can't be repaired. It's just going to cause more brokenness in you if you continue to hold on to it.
Absolutely.
So at some given point, the true self, that person in there that says, enough is enough. I'm not taking no more torture. I'm not taking no more anything that takes my peace, anything that takes my joy. I have to make a conscious, self-aware, self-disciplined decision to say, stop. And
absolutely.
I admit, and you have to mean it with all your heart, with all your being, because that true being is going to let you know, this ain't working.
Right.
This ain't working. They're going to tell you over and over again. The fear may make you feel or think you can't move, but one day it's going to get so ferocious. Like you said, I can't do this no more. And you walk away.
Right. Absolutely.
And free yourself.
Free yourself.
You ain't looking for nobody else to free you, because the true self going to free themselves.
Absolutely.
The true self is not going to ask for permission. It's not going to ask for someone to do something before it frees itself. It's going to say, that's enough. That's in any way it can get out, it's going to get out. And that's what the true self is. That's linked to our identity. That's linked to our fingerprint. Because at the end of the day, if you are not pleased with your life, you can only blame yourself.
So. Right. It's the result of your choices. Now, he said something that I want to briefly address, because I do understand that if people are attaching themselves to a negative thought about themselves, then they're going to keep manifesting the negativity that comes with that thought. And I was speaking, of course, to one of our publicists for our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, in which we talk about the fact that we're still traumatized by an experience because we haven't dealt with the effects of it. And you can understand that you've been through something traumatic, but that experience doesn't define you. Having had ancestors that went through a trauma doesn't define who I am, because before that experience, there were many other things that ancestors before that did. So you come from many, many thousands of years of generations of people, and there was an experience that we had, that some of us had, and some of our families are still expressing the effects of that by our self-esteem, of the lowered self-esteem, maybe a certain level of brutality in which we address our children, and even our own belief that there's something incorrect about our physical appearance. So a lot of the trauma that comes from being treated badly simply because of the way you look or where you're from, some families are still carrying that, and they need to let it go. And I agree with Kofi that that constant harping on that experience as an identity is harmful. It doesn't define who you are. It does let you know what your ancestors may have overcome and what they may have been shaped by in some of their behaviors. But also, like he said, we've evolved some beautiful culture. We brought beautiful culture. We're expressing beautiful cultural traits and skills and creativity. So we should celebrate that and appreciate that and not keep harping on an experience that some of us had, because that doesn't define who we are. So when you speak, Dr. Debbie, of the true self, your self is greater than any experiences you've had with other people or other people's treatment of you. You are a divine being, and it doesn't matter what anybody does to you. It doesn't matter what they did to your ancestors. It doesn't matter what your ancestors did. It doesn't matter what happened. You are a divine being by virtue of your creation as a divine being by the Creator. No one can change that. And no experience can change that. So when we can define ourselves as a beautiful, divine being with our own unique traits and characteristics that no one can take away, then that's something that we carry with us forever. And that's the spirit, that's the vibration that we want to pass on to our children so that they can appreciate who they are as a unique, divine being. Not defined by somebody else's behavior, someone else's racism, sexism, classism, xenophobia, homophobia, heterophobia, whatever it is you don't like about somebody, it doesn't define who they are. They define who they are. We have to keep the power that we keep giving away to define ourselves and to love ourselves for whoever we're expressing ourselves to be. And that is the true freedom, when you seize the power to define yourself and never give it away to anybody else, ever. And nothing they do or say can change who you have chosen to be.
Absolutely. Can we take that caller?
And
let's
see. Did I see a hand raised here? And if you're on our switchboard, please press 1 now. We want to give you enough time to express your thoughts. Well, I guess you're trying to get their thoughts together on what they want to say. We've got several callers on the line. We just want you to make sure you press 1 before it's time to go, because at 2 minutes to, the top of the hour, we're going to stop taking calls. So, you know, don't wait to the last minute and decide, oh, now I want to say it and then give a long speech. I'm not trying to talk about y'all. I'm just saying, you know, we do, Dr. Debbie, she has to see clients after this show, so we end on time. We can't do an after show on Thursdays, so you got to get your comments in early so you can say what you want to say, and we can give you time to speak, because if you try to talk at the end of the show, we're not going to open your mic. I'm just letting you know now.
Absolutely. Well, I also wanted to say about we have, as human beings, we have 40 to 50,000 thoughts per day. Just per day, and we process over 2 million parts of data per day. You know, our brains are so overloaded with so many concerns, obstacles, challenges, deadlines, obligations, responsibilities, and guess what? It all, the majority of all of it is from the outside.
Yeah.
Because it's the roles that we play, you know? We play the roles. And so when we play the roles, Naima, what happens is a lot of our energy is then going outside of ourselves. And the majority of these thoughts that are processed day by day by day are, believe it or not, are negative thoughts. Only 20% are positive.
Yeah.
And that's been researched.
Right.
And you say, well, negative thoughts mean it's self-hatred or self. Not necessarily. It's just all of those thoughts, if they are negative, they are more geared to, oh, this may not work, or that person may be saying something negative about me, or, you know, you shift back, as Jody just said, you just spoke it right out of my mouth there, Jody, suicide, you beautiful person, you shift back in the past. You start thinking of some negative or some bad experiences, or you know, I call it mind shifting. You shift it. So we do this on a common daily basis of thought shifting constantly. We shift in other people's minds.
Mm.
Oh, what do they think about me? How they feel about me? You know, what do they want from me? Am I living up to their expectations? You know, so in all of this forms in our human psyche. So where is the true self? Where is the true self?
The true self
is intertangled with all of those decisions, all of those choices, all of those obligations of what's on the outside.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Yeah. We gotta take another quick break, and then we gotta call this press one. And the rest of you on the switchboard, press one when you figure out how you want to say what you want to say. And we'll be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call 515-605-9325. And if you're on Soulful Solutions on Facebook Live, write in your comments. We'll share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we will be right back after this break. So stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Hey Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Something unpleasant, you know, if I'm focusing on that,
choose to focus on it. If I do it more than 45 seconds, then the subconscious mind is going to give me more of that same thought. And it's just going to keep going. After that one negative thought, here comes another one. Here comes another one. And so people seem to think that they are being beaten up by their thought processes. Then if there's a negative thought, there's a negative feeling.
Yes.
So now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Because of my thought processes, because I didn't shift out of that thought. All I'm saying is the true self wants peace.
Mm.
The true self wants joy. It knows it cannot live perfectly. It knows it has issues, but that's not the main focus of its life form. Its life form is to keep one balanced.
Mm.
Balanced. And the only way to keep it balanced, consciously, eyes wide open. Be careful of what you entertain. Be careful of what you allow in your daily process.
Yeah. You know, I was having a conversation with someone the other day that they insist on watching the worst news reports. And they said, well, I just have to know what's going on. I'm saying, but there are so many more good deeds happening, people doing nice, kind deeds to each other. The news is giving you the worst of humanity. Why are you choosing to ingest that? And now you feel bad. Now you feel like, well, I'm scared to go out to the store because I might get robbed, or I'm scared to walk down the street, I might get beat up. You have all this suffering going on that your mind has produced because you've allowed your vision of the world to be distorted as this horrible place where everybody's dangerous. You did that to yourself. You have the power to turn that off and play nice music, take a walk in the park, read a good book. You have the power to define what you allow your view of reality to be so that you can be at inner peace. Instead, you choose to digest all of this negativity, and it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel frightened. It makes you feel unsafe. Why are you choosing to do that to yourself? And, you know, this person said to me, well, you know, I just need to know what's going on so I can be aware. And I said, but number one, you're listening to all of these things happening all around the world. You're not there, so it's really not happening to you. And then if something's happening right down the street from you, it happened to someone else. It's still not happening to you. And you knowing about it isn't going to make it not have happened, nor is it going to make it happen to you just because it happened to somebody down the street. So at what point is this super awareness of all this negativity actually helping to add to your well-being? It isn't. And, you know, when you tell people, look, if you're feeling bad, turn off the news. We've been conditioned to think that we're supposed to keep listening to the worst human behavior every single day, all day, and we can't figure out why we're in a state of depression. But all we have to do is choose to turn it off. Don't turn it on. Don't bring it into your home, and it won't become a part of your psyche. It won't become a part of your mood. It won't become a part of your mind. Just don't turn it on. It's so simple. So, well, let me take this call, but Beata says a comment as well.
Yes, she did. She said, Grand Rising, instead of watching the news, how about explore other places and people on YouTube?
Yeah, joyful things. I mean, it's so many exciting, uplifting. Yes.
It's called selective thinking.
You really have to
be very careful with what you select to put in your brain right now, especially now. Because of the times we are living in as people.
Yes.
As human race.
Yes.
There's a lot of really distorted, really tormented lives out there.
Yes.
And other people want other people to be tormented with them.
So they do things to
cause torment.
Yes. Yeah. And some people,
that's how it works. You are no person.
They want attention.
Watch their actions. Listen to their words and watch their behavior, and that'll tell you exactly who you're dealing with. Don't sit there and try to figure it out. That is who it is.
Just watch.
Make your choice quickly.
When someone shows you who they are, tell
me. Into my mind, or I'm going to move on. Let's take that.
Yes. All righty. Area code 312671. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and tell us, what do you think about watching the daily news that's negative? Is that something that you do, or if not, why do you choose not to do it? Tell us how you feel about that.
We are in Yashalom. Who are we? Don't die, we multiply. A black power forever and ever and ever. This is Minister Plump. Assalamu alaikum to you and Dr. Debbie Green. You all are fantastic, and your attitude is mind over matter. To me, you have a degree in success breeds success, because you have discovered the most important person it is living. And to me, the most important person it is living is the love in you, the spirit in you. Your attitude in you determines your attitude as to how and high you can fly. You all are flying. You are flying like not just like an airplane. You all have flew into the spaceship age, which is the UFO age. And I'm speaking truth now, because it is truly the black woman's time now. And the black man must accept that. And he must stand up and protect the black woman by any and all means necessary, that she might continue to flourish in her success. And he must also protect his self, his children, and our community. And I am challenging myself, everyone else on the planet. I am that I am, Robert Floyd Cole Plump. And as a result, we're doing something as a way of life that the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington said. We must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in peace, love, and unity, and marketing people in the community. We are marketing them because they need freedom, justice, equality, economics, and unity in the community to help stop the violence. Everyone can help stop the violence. What? Within themselves, with their own attitude and their own spirit, because that's when you discover the most important person it is living is you. And you are a divine, and you all are, I love this topic. You all are divine, created by your divine father and mother who created you. And I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy, and I am wise. And I would suggest to anyone, if something is tormenting you, because, see, really that's something that is tormenting you or anyone else, and I refuse to accept torment. Torment is wrong, wrong, wrong. Is negative, negative, negative. You have to change your mindset, mind over matter, and use the PMA, and that's the positive mental attitude in you. And if you have fear in you, you are not made perfect in love. See, I have succeeded my way, which is God's way. God's way is God's will. Through his word and through the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost that's in you. Now, there is more and more to learn, and I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that I am a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I will continue to be a student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad forever and ever, because he proceeded with truth. And you have to do like Yahshua, who most know as Jesus Christ, said, you should know the truth. And I appreciate you all for bringing the truth to the people. And that truth will last you and us and even the other people. In other words, to say that we is the past, the present, and the future does not exist. You're fooling yourself. And fooling yourself is really wrong to you. You have to stop doing wrong. If the TV is, to me, is tormenting your mind with all the trouble all the time, then you have to cut the TV off. If it's not tormenting your mind and it's sharing number three, which is communication, to me, all the female solution, brothers and sisters, you all are truly a part of the solution. This is why I come on as often as I can, because this is the right place at the right time to be about
right.
the right business of God and the people. So check us out. We are at National Black Wall Street, Chicago, every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30. And it takes a village, Naima, to raise one child.
All that you have done, and we appreciate your words of wisdom today. And Carolyn Heron says, I like this caller. Very wise man. Blessings be upon him. Well, Minister Plump, you've inspired our listeners and viewers today, and we thank you so very much for all that you do and all that you're going to do, being healthy, wealthy, and wise, as you have claimed and proclaimed and exclaimed and manifested. So we appreciate you so very, very much. We're going to take one more caller
before we
take a break. Thank you so much, Minister Plump. We appreciate you. And, you know, like you said, if the television is distressing, you turn it off. And that's the wisdom that we have if we would just use it. I believe we had 773-499. I don't know if you still had a comment to make. 773-499.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Rashida. I have a comment.
Go right ahead.
How are you?
I'm
thinking. I'm good. I'm blessed. In good health. I was just thinking. Yes, the news is very traumatic for anyone. But one day I was listening to the news or the social media, and that's how I found out my grandson was killed. My own family didn't even tell me the day of. So it's not listening to the news, because our people are so distant, you know, when there's trauma or thing, because it's not happening to them, they have the nature that where they will just ignore it. It's not happening to me. But like Minister Plump said, it takes a village to raise a child. So if your neighbor next door is on the news and got her house exploded, what makes you think yours won't get exploded? So it takes a team to sort of rid the crime and the blight and the violence. And Dr. Martin Luther King, he was a perfect example of teaming up, because he had rabbis and everybody in his team when he was advocating to stop the violence. So we, as a people, look, you know, sort of awkward in my opinion, where we can't do for ourselves. But I was taught to do for self and kind. So in spite of my trauma and all the other things that I believe the Almighty God is putting me through, and the pain and suffering that others are putting me through, I know that I can do better, and I have faith in the will. But it's very, very painful when you have to, or it appears to you that you have to do it all alone. That's where the pain comes in, and that's where the trauma and need comes in, because your family, you were so, had this, and you had that, and this happened and that, but no one comes to offer aid and assistance, you know, just to offer. Doesn't mean I have to accept, or the person have to accept. Just the offering, like they say in the Christian faith and most religions, offer to offer your neighbor some assistance. But if you tune it out, you know, even though you might be traumatized yourself, Everybody have every. There's nobody on this planet that doesn't have a phobia, a fear of something. But to be overly fearful, then when I was growing up, you're over fearful, then you're a coward. So that's what gives me a strength when it comes to my COVID and my fears. But I have a reason; it's justifiable. And my psychologist said that I am of intelligence, and I don't hurt anyone, not even myself. But some people, because they get hurt, they go and hurt others, or they have fears, and they try to instill other fears in others. So we all need treatment. None of us is perfect. But one thing we need to have, in my heart, I believe we need to have teamwork in order for us to sort of get the stigma off our head as a people of color. Because we're the only ones that are turning up each other. So why should we tune it out? You know, it's real. You go over on 87th Street. I go on 79th Street. I mean, 82nd Street. I go on 79th Street. I see a man laying dead in the daylight on the ground. I shot out his bike. I can't tune that out. You know, and then most things that happen in our community, it's not even broadcast anyway. Or you don't see no organizational around it, like at Skokie where the little children got killed and shot. People were automatically banning certain areas and teaming up and having visuals. But we just accept it, just like we accept the pain of slavery. And then we became traumatized, and then we take that on our families and others. So homelessness is a trauma, and it's real, and it affects our human beings. And what I'm trying to do is to generate revenue so that we can build permanent, sustainable housing and referral contractual services for treatment of those who have been
And you know, Rashida, that's a proactive thing that you've chosen to do, is to create something to generate revenue, to change the condition. When I speak of turning off the bad news, it isn't to say that you don't do something to change the condition. But if you're constantly listening to bad news when you don't have the physical means to do something to change the situation, then all you're doing is digesting a bad feeling and a feeling of helplessness and a feeling of disempowerment. And that's what can create further trauma. If you're feeling like you're subject to be victimized at any moment, how can you live in a state of joy if you're constantly thinking, whenever I leave my home, I could be assaulted, or I could be killed, or I could be treated badly? If that is your thought, that creates a vibration that actually draws those things to you. And this is a science that we need to understand, because when things keep happening, you have to look at, what is my thought? I am drawing this energy to me because this is the energy I am carrying. We are magnets. We magnetize to us the energy of our thoughts. So if we say that you should think positive thoughts, it's not to act like nothing bad is happening in the world. It's choosing to focus on the good things that are happening. It's just like if you have a if you stub your toe. I mean, it hurts, but if you keep focusing on that toe, it will be, you will feel like you're in pain, but you got all these other parts of your body that are not hurting. So focus on those. Yeah, the toe hurts and it'll heal eventually, but you don't have to make that be your dominant focus, where the only thing you can think of is, I'm in pain, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. That's just one little part of your body. Every other part feels just fine. So focus on that part, and then if someone says, well, how do you feel? Oh, man, I stubbed my toe. It hurts, I'm in pain. Or you say, oh, I feel fine, I feel wonderful. And that is what you will feel. So we attract to us the energy of our thoughts. And if we choose to focus on the negative things that are happening, then they will seem bigger than they are. Just like that toe that you hit up the side of the door or whatever, it will seem to be more painful than it is, because that's what's receiving our attention, as opposed to all the other parts of our body that don't hurt at all and feel just fine. So this is what we speak of when we say, you know, controlling your mind, your thoughts, the focus of your thoughts, choosing to be at peace, choosing to think thoughts that bring you joy, choosing to focus on the joy in your life. And if life seems terrible and you just, you know, one bad thing after the next, it's because now you've begun, like Dr. Debbie was saying, it's a cycle. Now you're recycling, reliving, rerunning all the bad things, and you're constantly drawing those kinds of negative experiences to you and creating and recreating that bad feeling. So if you see that's happening, you've got to find a way to get out of that cycle of negativity so you can stop drawing those experiences to you and reinforcing the bad feeling that you have. And it is possible, but now it's going to take some effort because, you know, you've made it a habit, and habits take some time to break. And you, if you re-traumatize yourself and re-traumatize yourself and re-traumatize yourself, it makes it that more different. It's like snow that piles up on a walkway. You can't walk through the smooth walkway because you got all this snow piled up. You got to shovel it. You got to get to the bottom where it's smooth again. And that's what happens when we pile one negative thought on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. We got to dig it out and get to the bottom.
I hope she got that point for sure.
But thank you, Rashida. We thank you for calling, as always.
One question. Because it seemed to me that a person is sick if they focus only on one pain.
Thought, Rashida. We got to take a break, and then we got a couple of statements from Facebook Live we want to share. But we do thank you because we know you're a hard worker to try to change things and make them better. So we want you to also change yourself and make yourself better because you deserve joy. And people love you, Rashida. So we want you to love yourself and know that you are worthy of love and you're worthy of good treatment because that's what we want you to draw to yourself. So we're going to take this next break, and then we got a couple of comments. I think we got a comment from Mama Joy to share, and another caller at 863-816. You want to share your thoughts. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. So that lights your number up on the switchboard, and we know that you have something to say. And we'll be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way.
Yes.
Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Believing by Claude Bristol.
I've heard of the book. I haven't read it.
Yeah, it's, you know, one of those standard self-help books. But, I mean, it basically, it's long and short of it is if you believe something, whether it's true or false, what Disraeli said is nothing's good or bad, it's only thinking makes it so. And then Anthony Robbins, out of his first book, which is titled Unlimited Power, he's got a chapter in there called The Power of State, which states that you can change your mood, your attitude, your belief system in a matter of moments where you're empowered. And then I'll just land my plane on this one. Many of us on this call, and I'm included, okay, you spent the first, at least if you're in the Western culture, you spent probably the first 5 to 8 years of your life believing in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, or whatever. I mean, I believed it. I bought it hook, line, and sinker till about third grade. And then after we find out Santa Claus isn't who we thought he was, you know, we might go through post-traumatic Santa Claus syndrome or whatever. But, you know, anyway, but we change our state, we adjust whatever. So I believe the power of belief, you know, it's just like during the Underground Railroad. Some people who believed that their condition was permanent stayed in that condition. Others who believed differently, you know, took the chance. And for some of them, they didn't even look at it as a chance. They just, you know, this is my path, and they followed it. So anyway, those are my comments.
Well, thank you, L.A. We appreciate that post-traumatic Santa Claus syndrome.
Yeah. Believing in something that is not.
And then you find that it was, well, a lot of things we believe are not real. And we give a lot of energy to things that are temporary. One thing that we do on this show, and yeah, you know, we know what's happening and everybody knows what's in the news, but we make a conscious effort not to keep harping on the worst situations by recreating the fear and distress about it. We'll give you solutions on how to manage your mind and your thoughts so that it does not disempower you by making you feel like a victim.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, everybody's going to, you know, keep replaying and replaying what happened in Buffalo and all these other places, and, you know, Ukraine. Oh, everybody's going to keep doing that. But how is that healing you? How is that adding to your well-being? How is that lifting you up? How is that bringing you joy? Yeah, you can know about it, and then they can keep replaying it, and you keep feeling bad about it. But how is that uplifting you? And you got to ask yourself, how is me constantly seeing the worst of human behavior making me feel better? How is that empowering me? And the reality is it isn't. It's making you feel that you're at the mercy of people who, like Dr. Debbie is explaining, they're just expressing what's happening inside of them.
That's it.
But watching it makes you feel as if you are at their mercy and anybody could violate you at any point in time. So that state of mind will actually attract that experience to you because you're believing it. And you're existing on that vibration where that happens, where those beings who are disturbed are attracted to. You have to know the science of the energy of creation and what you create with your thoughts and beliefs and what you attract to you. And if you're not able to manage your thoughts so that you can choose to focus on something that brings you joy, you're going to keep recreating experiences that bring you sadness and feelings of disempowerment. And Zelda says, oh, wonderful, yes. He says, grand writing, beautiful queen teachers. My travel angels are with us daily. When we learn this, we will only attract good, not harm. Issues in our tissues. Never too late to change your thinking. That is so true. You can walk the streets and be so full of joy and smile at everybody, and you will change their energy. And you can be walking past a mass murderer, but you have appealed to that person's God self, and that's what expresses to you because that's what you're projecting to them. So it doesn't matter what they have done.
your energy is influencing them in a positive direction, so you don't need to walk in fear of people because of what they have done or what they might do somewhere else. In your space, in your environment, you are generating love and peace, and you can do that. It's the power that we have that we don't know that we have because we keep ingesting all the negativity and believing that we're at the mercy of negative energy, and we're not. Power lies in the positive energy. It's a state of being that you have to learn to create within yourself, and then you'll see your life change. You'll see your experiences change. With all the, I mean, there's some people, and during COVID, they were miserable, they were depressed, they were sad. It's like it never even happened to me. You know, I looked at, oh, yeah, this is good. We get a chance to go inside and be with our families instead of all that rushing around. This was a positive thing, and I saw it as positive, and I experienced it as positive. So I never felt bad about it. I thought it was a good time for us to get our priorities straight. Our focus should be on our family, not on this, you know, outside activities and hustling to make a living. And so now people are realizing, you know what, I really like working from home, being with my children and being with my loved ones while I work and not having to go through this rat race. I prefer that. And so now people are coming up with creative ways where they can stay at home and work because they really prefer that, many people. And we needed to learn that lesson. So it's how you see things. If you see the positive in it, you'll see the positive in it, and the positive will be inside of you, and then you'll project positivity. It's a whole new way of thinking, but you can't access that thought until you turn off the negativity on your television. And like Viata said, you got to choose to look at those uplifting YouTube videos that can change your mood and change your perspective.
Well, we have to understand also we are energy, and energy attracts energy.
Yes.
So, you know, the laws of attraction, laws of the universe has been put in place. And as long as we understand them, and maybe some, if you don't understand the laws of the universe, you may want to Google it. The laws of the universe.
Yeah.
It's just simple.
The laws, they're on the internet.
To, you know, look at that, examine it, understand it, and ask yourself, how do you fit in? And your actions, your behavior, you know, of what it is to be the predetermining factor of what's coming from the outside in. Because if something's coming from the outside in, whatever a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Absolutely.
So which means that if there's something that's going on inside you that's attracting negative people, that's attracting negative drama, that's attracting, you know, something that you don't want. So you may definitely need to re-examine, re-evaluate, take some self-inventory so that that true self can give you the information that you need and then let you know what you need to change.
Absolutely.
Because something has to change in order for something to change.
Something has
to change. Over and over again is only called insanity.
Absolutely.
Expecting a new change. There's no such thing. So, you know, be mindful of that. And again, if you are in relationships and you are attracting the same relationships over and over again that is not healthy, okay, check yourself.
Change
it's
something
not the
inside.
People around you.
Yeah.
It's not. You have people that have these failed relationships, you know, over and over and over again, you know.
Yeah, and it's different people but the same situation. They keep replaying the same situation. You know, different people, but it's the same
situation. What I'm saying is that their posture in life is leading those things. It's drawing those things. Their posture, their thinking, all of those things are drawing the wrong type of people.
Yeah.
And they need to heal in between relationships. I think what happens is fools rush in. What we do, we rush into things thinking I have to have, or either you think you need someone in your corner, you think you don't like being lonely, or whatever excuse or explanation you want to use. But at the same token, you got to give yourself some breathing room. You need breathing room to know, again, who are you? Who are you?
Right.
Are you comfortable by yourself? You know, I've learned this over the years, and also when I give this to my clients and my patients, if you're not comfortable by yourself for a period of time, that means you really don't like you.
Mm.
And
you don't like yourself.
Why?
Why don't you like
yourself? Don't you like you?
That's it.
And you can't, you know, don't go back and say, well, somebody told me who I was. No, you need to search for the real person, not the role player.
Who are you really? Yes,
who are you really?
We got a couple of callers on the line now. I'm going to go to 336 and then go to 111 after that. So area code 336-350, Grand Rising. And thank you, L.A., for your comments. We appreciate you so very much.
Yes.
336-350, to our listening and viewing audience, and give us your thoughts.
Dr. Lateef, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear. Sounds like our Mama AZ.
Thank you.
Yes. You okay? You with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it looks like your phone was going in and out for a second, but okay, we hear you now, yes.
Okay, I'm grateful. You know, I give you a time when back in the day when my husband was recruiting in Germantown, Pennsylvania, and people would watch me and come to my room, you know, when I checked into the hotel before my husband would get there. And it didn't frighten me. My attitude was as such, and my husband would get all over me and tell me, Robbie, you got to be careful. There is some crazy people here in Philadelphia, you know. And what happened was, I'll give you an incident. When my mother was passing, my husband couldn't drive back across country because I drove from San Francisco to Germantown, Pennsylvania. So I befriended a DJ there in Germantown. He ended up driving all the way back from Germantown, Pennsylvania to Phoenix, Arizona. Well, later on, I found out that that brother that traveled with me from Germantown had murdered somebody. And that was why he was traveling and so okay with traveling across country with me, because he had to get out of Dodge. I traveled all the way, went to my mother-in-law's house. We spent the night, got my things, got back on the road, got to Phoenix. And later on, I found out what had happened. I said all of that, family, to say this. I did not allow my thinking to be at a level where I brought that energy in. And I know we had an incident that he tried to do something, but the angels, the tall ones, were protecting me because I had no clue. And I said that to say this. Like you said, Dr. Lateef, it depends on the energy of fear you have that protects you. If you have that fear, then that fear is going to come in your realm. So you have got to get yourself to a point that nothing you should be afraid of, and always know that the Creator has your back. And that's my word for today. Thank us, Dr. Lateef. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, at a rehab facility, and I'm still recovering from all of that. It's a long process. Thank you. Thank us.
Thank us, and continue to pray for your speedy recovery and your peace and well-being in your body.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Yes, absolutely. You might be among people who've done awful things, but they're responding to your energy. And if you're at a high energy level, they're either going to be repelled from being around you, or they will be in a calm state when they're around you. But it is your energy that affects what you experience from people. Let me take one more call because I know we got to wrap up soon. And area code 111-111, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. You got about a minute to speak before we go. Go right ahead.
Colin, you greetings. Sure appreciate the show as usual. I just want to say this, to follow up on that about knowing who you are. That's probably the most important secret in the world, is to know who you are. It's like we talk about praying to God, right? So people are looking in the sky and on their knees and all this stuff. God is within you. And that's the power that's within you. It's like I had a friend and said, oh, wow, you know, it's so dark and this world is so full of hell and I just can't stand life. It's dark. And, you know, but I choose to be the light in the room. If there's no light shining, I'll shine my light so that others can see. But if you don't know you have that power, then how can you offer that to anyone? Why do you think they say the most important things you need? Not money. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Those are your riches. If you have the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, you can make changes to almost anything. You can create things that don't even exist. You can trailblaze on your own. We're made to do that. All of a sudden, people think computers are more important than a human being. I work with computers probably 50 years. A computer can't do anything without me programming. It follows and I eat it. Can you imagine today's children average 12 hours in front of a screen? What's with that? What happened to nature? And be it out in, you know, out here where we can hear the birds and things that really tune us into the universe and nature. We're looking at television like that's the end-all, be-all, and you got marketers making billions of dollars. Why are we paying attention to them? You better get back into who you really are and go back. Find out what 10 talents you have. You have 10 fingers. You have at least 10 talents that you're supposed to develop. So you have no issues in life. But if you're not developing your talents, what are you doing?
Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for those words of wisdom. Continue to call in and share. We appreciate you so very much. Yes. But, Dr. Debbie, you've got the last word as we get ready to wrap up and go.
Well, as we live this life, we're on a journey. And that journey has different maps to it, okay? It has a mental map, it has an emotional map, it has a physical map, and it has a spiritual map. And sometimes those journeys lead different directions. But the goal is for them to reach the same place. What am I saying to you? Regardless of how you were raised, regardless of what impacted your life, regardless of what someone told you or what you might have determined what you are, that person, if that person is not useful, if it's not productive, and if it's not joy, if it's not bringing joy, then that is not the true self. The true self is determined. It is persevering. It's enduring. But most of all, it is very overwhelming. It won't stop until it is discovered. And sometimes, again, by our choices. Your choice is every day you make a choice to do something or not do something. So if you don't make a choice, the choice will be made for you, because that's the way time is. So make the choice to live your best life, not depending on anything else outside yourself. Give you what you need. Move out of your old way of thinking and put yourself in a position, yourself, get to the highest self. And once you're there, you may want to go a little bit higher.
All right.
But just know that regardless, you are your ticket to success. You were put here, and that fingerprint proves that you are extremely extraordinary and unique. So forget that.
Wonderful. Words of wisdom. Dr. Debbie Green, join
thank
us
you,
again next Thursday, right here, same time. Global Solutions.
Come to the
Dr.
end of our
Debbie.
Show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show.
You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.